Hello, this is my Lenten diary for February the 18th, 2016. Today is Thursday in the first week of Lent. A little later this spring, and without much fanfare, I suspect, Trinity Episcopal Church in Wauwatosa will celebrate its 129th birthday. This parish church was founded in 1887, and a building in which this parish has met has occupied space on the corner of Church and Milwaukee in Wauwatosa since 1889. Our present worship space was built in 1950. From time to time, I find it instructive to wander through our worship space and all of the ancillary spaces in search of little brass plaques or plates. They're everywhere in this space. We've got plates on pews, little plaques on the walls, plaques underneath stained glass windows, on the pulpit, on the baptismal font, on the carving in the chapel, and even in places where there can't be a brass plate or plaque, lo and behold, we've stitched memorials into the back of fabric, or we've engraved memorials on the brass on the candlesticks or the offering plates. People are commemorated everywhere. And there are two sorts of commemorations going on. First of all, there are the people memorialized by the gift. This pew given in memory of so-and-so. But now what has happened is that the givers themselves are memorialized. This altar hanging given in memory of so-and-so by so-and-so. And both names are now in the distant past of this parish's history. There are names throughout this building, names of people I've never met, and names of people long forgotten by the common memory of this congregation. And yet, I believe the presence of those names reminds us of something. It reminds us of the seriousness and the faithfulness with which those people took being a part of this parish church, the way they worked and prayed and gave for the benefit not only of the congregation of which they were a part, but for the congregation that they had not even met yet. The congregation that will gather here on Sunday morning and sing the praises of God is in a very real way the beneficiary of all of the work and prayers and generosity of the people who have come before us. We didn't build this edifice. We didn't furnish it. And yet we are participating in the ongoing mission and ministry of this congregation in this place. When Paul writes the church at Corinth, he's particularly in his first letter addressing a lot of factionalism that has taken place in the church. People have sort of lined up behind which preacher they like the best. Some like Apollos, some like Paul, some like Peter. There's a lot of infighting going on. And Paul, in the chapter assigned to us by the Daily Office today, is trying to help them make some sense of the fact that we're all in this together. And he writes to them when he speaks of himself and Paul, or Apollos and Cephas and all the rest. He says, "We are God's servants working together. You are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a skilled master builder, I laid a foundation, and someone else is building on it. Each builder must choose with care how to build on it, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Whatever else Trinity Church is, whatever else your church, if you're not a member of Trinity Wauwatosa, whatever else your church is, however else it is organized, however else it gives witness to the mission and ministry of God in the world, the reality is that we're all building on what came before us. But what came before us is just not the immediate past generation, or even the immediate past several generations. What came before us is not simply, in my case, what was here on this corner before 1887. What came before us are generations of believers, generations of servants of Jesus, generations of people doing their best to live the gospel in their day-to-day lives. The foundation is indeed the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and the gospel message that Jesus is God's incarnate good news for the whole world for all time. Every one of us gets to play a part in the spreading of that good news. And we are double beneficiaries. We are the beneficiaries, the recipients of the good graces and gifts of the people who preceded us just a few decades ago. And we are the beneficiaries and the recipients of the gospel tradition that began with Jesus' first followers. No other foundation can be laid other than that which is laid, and that foundation is Jesus. And all of us, in our own way, are called to build on that foundation. Build on it with faithfulness and with care, with passion and generosity. Build on it thoughtfully. Build on it passionately. Build on it hopefully. In my own case, our congregation here present on Sunday morning, we have been entrusted not only with the great gospel of Jesus Christ, but we have been entrusted with this story of a parish church in the southeast corner of Wisconsin. How will we take that great foundation, the foundation of the gospel, and this great gift, the gift of this parish church, and build on it, moving forward into the days and weeks and years ahead, stretching into God's unfinished future? That's a question that doesn't come with an immediate answer, but I find encouragement and hints at that answer by reading name plaques, which are testimonies to the faithfulness of the people of God. Let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our doings, with your most gracious favor, and further us with your continual help, that in all our works begun, continued, and ended in you, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, obtain everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.